Now then, can we have the boys and girls sitting up again as we continue to think about that man, Abraham? And you remember, boys and girls, how we've been speaking about Abraham and how there are many great lessons that we're to learn out of the life of Abraham. And the greatest lesson of all, of course, is how Abraham was faithful to God in everything that he did. Being faithful to God simply means hearing what God says in his word and then believing what he says and obeying God's voice. And up to this point, of course, we've seen how many times there were when Abraham believed God and did exactly the things that God told him to do. Now, this morning, we come to what you might call the greatest event of all in the life of that man, Abraham. It's a very strange event in many ways, but it's a great event as well. By this time, of course, Abraham and Sarah, his wife, they've had a son. They were both very old when their son was born, but that son was born according to God's will and purpose. And when Isaac, their son, was about 12 years old, God said a very strange thing to Abraham. He told Abraham to take Isaac, his son, take him up into a mountain called Mount Moriah. And when you get to Mount Moriah, God said to Abraham, I want you to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering. That meant, of course, he would have to kill Isaac, and then he would have to burn his body to offer up his body as a sacrifice to God. A very, very strange thing, of course, and God knew why he told Abraham to do such a thing, but the Bible tells us that without hesitating, Abraham did exactly what God told him to do. The Bible tells us that he rose up early in the morning, that he saddled his ass or his donkey, he chopped wood for the fire for the burnt offering, and then in an iron container, he would take in some fire with which he would have started the fire for the burnt offering. He set off with Isaac then and some other young men, and they traveled for 3 whole days until they came to that Mount Moriah. At Mount Moriah then, Isaac and Abraham went up together into the mountain, and there Abraham was going to offer up Isaac on the altar that he was going to build. Now the Bible tells us that when Isaac went up, he carried the wood on his shoulder, and Abraham carried the fire that he was going to start the fire with for the burnt offering, and he also carried a knife in his hand, the one that he was going to slay Isaac with. Very, very strange incident. And as they're going up the mountainside, we read that Isaac said to Abraham, his father, he said, my father, here I am. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And what he meant was this, of course, how can we have a burnt offering? How can we have a sacrifice unless we have a lamb to offer for the sacrifice? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the offering. And up they went, boys and girls. The Bible tells us that Isaac lay down in that altar, and he did it very freely in obedience to his father. And his father tied him to that altar the way they tied the burnt offerings. And just as Abraham stretched out for the knife, the voice of God through one of his angels came from heaven, and he told Abraham not to slay his son. Abraham, no doubt, was relieved at what God had said to him. And as he turned round, the Bible says, he saw a ram there that was caught by its horns in the thicket, and he took the ram and he offered that instead of Isaac, his son. Very, very strange incident, isn't it, boys and girls? But tremendous incident to think that Abraham was willing to obey God even in a thing like that. He knew that God would do something, no doubt. He didn't know what he would do or how he would do it, but still with all he took, and he gladly obeyed everything that God said to him. That's why he's called Faithful Abraham, because he believed God time after time after time. Now, the important thing, of course, I'm sure you can see in that incident, there's another one of those pictures that points us to Jesus Christ, our Savior. You remember how the Bible tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ, as it were, he went up a hill as well, the hill called Calvary. And on that hill, Calvary, he was going to offer himself as a sacrifice for our sins on the cross, like an altar. He was going to give himself a sacrifice for our sins, which he did. There was no ram to be offered. There was nothing else. There was only Jesus Christ himself to give himself as a sacrifice for our sins. And he did it. When you think of Abraham and Isaac going up Mount Moriah to do that thing which God told them to do, then you think of Jesus going up into that cross and Calvary's hill to do that which God his Father had told him to do. You remember what Isaac said to Abraham? He said, "My father, here is the wood and here is the fire, but where is the lamb for the offering? Where is the lamb?" You remember what Abraham said to him? He said, "My son, God himself will provide a lamb for the offering." And of course, when that ram came, it wasn't a lamb that was offered then, was it? But what Abraham really meant by God's Holy Spirit was that the day would come when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is called the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, he would come and he would give himself as the sacrifice for our sins. So remember Abraham, remember all the lessons that he teaches us. Remember above all things that he teaches us that we must have faith in God. We must hear God's word and obey God's word, believe God's word with all our hearts. And then see those times in Abraham's life where we see what points us to Jesus Christ our Savior. And it is faith in Christ that we must have in order to be friends with God. So remember that above all things. Remember what happened on Mount Moriah, but remember that it is a picture for us of what was going to happen on the hill called Calvary. Thank you.